AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two big states are reopening. Coronavirus restrictions are lifted starting today in Governor Gavin Newsom's state, California.
This has been a tough year for all of us, tough 15 months for all of us, all the fear and anxiety that we've all had to work through. And I'm mindful of that stress still upon so many of you.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says 70% of people in the state have had at least one dose of a vaccine.
The state mandates that have proven right and correct and brought us through this pandemic are relaxed as of today, effective immediately.
Meantime, according to a tally from Johns Hopkins University, the number of deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus has reached 600,000. President Biden is in Geneva. Tomorrow, he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the president should make clear to Putin there will be consequences for recent cyber attacks.
Otherwise, bad behavior will continue. And make no mistake, Mr. Putin is testing the resolve of President Biden in these attacks.
Four people were shot and killed early this morning in Chicago. Dayton, Ohio Mayor Nan Shaley, the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, says enough is enough.
Today, I, along with several other leaders in the U.S. Conference of Mayors, have sent a letter to President Biden asking that he make the ending this crisis a priority for his administration.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will move ahead with investigations of the January Capitol riot now that a bill to create an independent commission stalled in the Senate. Shelby Houlihan, the American record holder in the 1,500 and 5,000 meters, was banned for 4 years after failing to prove tainted pork from a burrito caused her positive test for an anabolic steroid. Houlihan cannot compete in the Paris Olympics in 2024. This is AP News. Oprah Winfrey is leading a project that teams young black journalists and older black activists, community leaders, and ordinary people about lessons in life. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Oprah Winfrey recalls being in her 20s when she became friends with poet Maya Angelou, who stressed the importance of knowing one's history. Winfrey's Lift Every Voice project teams young interviewers and photographers from mostly historic black colleges and universities with people older than 70 with remarkable stories. Among those interviewed are singers Dionne Warwick and Patti LaBelle, actor Andre DeShields, and activists Claudette Colvin and Opal Lee. The stories will run on OprahDaily.com and in magazines like Elle, Good Housekeeping, and Esquire. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
One of Germany's most famous Catholic boys' choirs, the Regensburg Cathedral Choir, plans to establish a separate choral group for girls for the first time in its more than 1,000-year history. Girls can apply for the new choir for the 2022-23 school year. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.